Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Hey. A pleasure, as always, to discuss all things technological with this man. It is Richard Pasco. Good morning to you, sir.
And morning to you, Adam, and the listeners out there. Should we talk all things T20? No, we shall not.
It's as though we forgot to how to play all three parts of that sport.
That's it, and we picked batsmen who can only score at 100. At 100.
Right.
I'm sorry.
But, Which, you know, back in the day of Simon O'Donnell was pretty handy, but now not
no,
so
good
much.
Good old Simon, yep.
Yeah, back in the day.
Let's talk
about this. It's one of, as a parent, one of the nightmares that we taunt ourselves with in our brains, that there are people spying on our kids. These could well be giant corporations doing it.
Which they are. So children, kids sign up to the popular apps and monitor their email, spy on websites they visit, share their data with advertisers. And it is prompting calls for greater protection of young people's personal information. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your TikToks, your Instagrams, the social media platforms.
Right.
Because most kids don't understand the terms and conditions of those apps.
Most grown-ups don't.
Exactly right.
Right.
We're going to get to that in a second. But, you know, they use terms in there that kids would never understand. The kids that's about 13 years and older, they're supposed to be 13 people out there when they sign up as well.
Very good point.
Big reminder to you all out there as well. But 9 out of 10 digital platforms require a university degree to understand their terms and conditions on there.
Okay.
As well. It's not going to happen, people. They've got no idea what they're signing up for. The gaming app Steam scored at a late high school reading age. That was probably the best one out there of all. Kids 13, they're still not going to understand terms and conditions.
And this is intentional, surely. They're not putting this together, perhaps we should dumb this down, guys, so that people get better understanding of our terms and conditions. It's written in a way intentionally to confuse, surely.
Now, Mr. Cynical, really, I never would have guessed.
Right.
Yeah, of course it is. So they're designed for the kids to be easy to use, but when it comes to disclosing how data will be stored and collected, it's very difficult to understand. So you've got to talk to your kids about this. You really do. And, you know, I emphasise with all parents out there, you've got to have that working relationship with your kids when they start a new social media, because if you start early, you can carry it on. If it's been already doing for a few years, the horse has bolted and run down the road at a million miles an hour.
Right, and as nefarious as it all sounds, some of the things that the data they're collecting is potentially beneficial, being able to, weed out some of the ads you don't want and to show you things you might want, but we're talking about 13-year-olds.
Exactly right. Yeah. And, you know, when your kids are getting emails from places and suddenly go, where did this come from? It's probably because they signed up to a platform and they agreed to it.
Right, gotcha.
So have that conversation with your kids, people.
Excellent. Very good point. I had an atrocious internet experience just a couple of days ago. We were just halfway through a rather gripping television program and my internet decided...
There's nothing worse than that is around. And when it starts to go a bit fuzzy, so good...
I was 13 again myself, trying to look at those pictures I shouldn't have looked at, with those speeds with the dial-ups, but then I got a text message saying, Telstra is apologising for your crappy internet, and we're getting onto it and we'll fix it soon, which I thought was very nice of them.
It's good. It's what we like. Yeah. But I'm going to give you a couple of tips about your internet connection. Check your speeds and the plan that you've signed up for as well. So sometimes people sign up for those terrible low-priced plans with a couple of providers out there. Not Telstra, I've got to say that. I've got to really emphasise that. They don't sign you up to a 12-megabit plan that's still on offer. It was slower than ADSL, people.
Right, yeah.
So that plan is really designed just for those people that need a home phone line as well, and I don't know really why you need that either. But there is also a new Wi-Fi offering from some telcos out there that, let's say it in one word, Adam, is crap.
Right.
As well. Very, very slow out there in some areas. So check on that before you sign up.
Gotcha.
As it says in my theme song, turn your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, your router on off and on a regular basis. And finally, call your internet service provider. So you've done all the troubleshooting steps. Your internet's still slow. Give them a call, but don't assume they've done something wrong and treat them with a bit of respect out there, because you'll get more better results if you go along and do that as well. So there's three tips. I've also put there's other tips up on my website right now for people.
Good stuff. There you go. That's adelaidetechguy.com.au, by the way. Now, Wi-Fi. Wonderful thing. Apparently, we might have invented some of it, as did Ada Lovelace, if you read all the books. But anyway, who named it, and what does it mean? What does it stand for?
It's a common phrase. We throw it around every day. It's on everywhere we use.
You got your Wi-Fi?
We got our laptops, our smartphones, our speakers, our fridge. And Wi-Fi is about facilitating communication between devices.
Yes.
Believe it or not, Adam, it doesn't actually stand for anything.
Right.
As well. So it's not an acronym.
It's Wifflefish.
As well. Yeah. It's, you know, people would have said it'd be wireless fidelity. No, it's not. Wi-Fi was a marketing term. It's just a marketing term coined by a marketing agency to help brand it for marketing purposes.
Well, it worked. It worked.
Doesn't stand for anything, doesn't mean anything, but we all use it every day.
That's right. I guess there you go. Now you don't have to go to that. Don't have to go into that argument like we do with GIF and JIF.
Oh no! Don't start that.
Even though quite clearly it's GIF. So that's right. Wi-Fi stands for nothing. It's really handy though.
It is, and just very quick.
Just like
quickly,
me.
Up on which you are handy. Yeah. Up on my site right now. I've had inundated with people who have lost access to their Facebook and Google accounts.
Right.
I've put all the steps to take to make sure that you don't lose access to your Facebook and Google accounts. They're all up on my website right now as well.
Lovely. So, great idea. I might avail myself of that. I'm not one of those people, but I did get a message on my Facebook the other day. Well, I got several messages. A lot from high school friends that have, I mean, quite clearly, I would have remembered if they were in my high school. They would have stood out, literally. But also saying that my password's insecure. And that's right, because I haven't changed it since 2007. So I might go and do that.
Yep, do all the right checkups on there. Two-factor authentication. Yep. Do all the right things so you don't lose access to that account.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is where you can find all that information. Richard, thank you so much. And we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it, Adam.
That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, on The Blower, telling us how to best live our technological lives.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!